Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Your window on the world today takes us once again into the air, into flight, and things that we can do. And our panelists today are
Bill,
Josh,
and Linda,
Doris. So stay tuned. Well, welcome back, everyone. And this is a very interesting lesson because it talks about a new idea in flight.
Yeah, this is a great article that shows how technology, gadgets, and devices actually can be used for more than just watching videos and playing games, Doris. This is some serious business. Air Force pilots using iPads to navigate through the skies.
Do you think it's a good idea, Linda, so far?
Yes, it seems to me that from what we read yesterday that it is coming back with very positive responses.
Well, Josh? I thought it was interesting. We learned that it was built into his yoke or that he uses to fly. But I imagine someday it'll be built into the navigational equipment.
I think it will be.
Yes. The whole cockpit will be touch-enabled.
That's true. So tell us where our article is before we start.
Well, our article, as far as on pages 16 and 17 in your Advanced magazine, but the story actually takes place at Scott Air Force Base, which is in southwestern Illinois near St. Louis. So, and we're meeting a couple of pilots there, and they are the guinea pigs for this study.
That's right. We met yesterday the Air Force Major Jared Detloff, and he is the pilot of this passenger jet. And he has a co-pilot with him, and we learned they're used to flying around with 50 pounds of manuals behind them.
So weight is important. So we're going to read about this, that weight equals cost today.
Weight equals cost. The cost savings of the switch to the iPad mini could be significant. Each year alone, taxpayers spend $25,000 to replace the 375th Operations Group's paper manuals and charts with updated printed documents. With an iPad mini costing slightly more than $500 apiece, the devices essentially pay for themselves relatively quickly when you look at how often we have to replace the paper, Detloff said. The Air Force figures to save millions more in reduced fuel costs in light of the fact an iPad mini weighs less than 11 ounces versus the 50 pounds or more of paper it would replace.
So cost savings are very important. The weight thing is important. Remember when we talked about airline fees, they said they're worried about the baggage that carry on, they charge you for it because of the weight, costs more money. Well, there's weight involved in these flights, too.
Yes, and it is amazing. This is something most passengers, most people would never think about, the stuff that we bring on board, how that weight impacts the fuel mileage of airplanes.
That's where airlines spend a significant amount of money, or the most money is on fuel costs. And here it says that we're talking about taxpayers, how much taxpayers spend on just paper to provide the charts and the navigational documents that they need. So every year it costs the taxpayers $25,000 to update the paper that is used in the navigational documents and maps and things.
Well, that's
so
a lot of money,
isn't
it?
Well, okay, that's just replacing the paper, okay? So, yeah, $25,000 is a lot of money just to replace the paper. That is just the tip of the iceberg, though, when we get into the real important expense.
That's true, because it's not only the paper, but it's the weight of carrying all that paper on the planes, the fuel, isn't that right?
That's right. It says there in line 7, with an iPad mini costing a lot less, only $500 a piece, the devices essentially pay for themselves.
And when something pays for itself, how can a device pay for itself?
Well, you have to look at how you're saving money. So
right.
Here it says that it pays for themselves relatively quickly or very quickly when you see how often you have to just we're only talking about paper now when you just are replacing the paper. So at 500 compared to 25,000 a year, big, 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 big difference.
We see that marketed a lot in products that have energy savings
mm-hmm.
in them. They say, yes, it'll cost a little bit more now, but if you see the savings in your energy bill over the course of, say, 5 years, the device or the product would pay for itself.
Right. And so they're talking about how often they have to replace paper. Now we get into this fuel cost thing in that next paragraph and how the Air Force figures to save millions.
That's true, because the fact that the iPad weighs less than 11 ounces and 50 pounds for the paper, we'll just look at the difference in the fuel costs.
I'm sure it's very, very significant because mm-hmm. for every pound, it takes so much fuel to take off or to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1 pound compared to 50.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you have a car, if nothing's in the car except you, you're going to get 20 miles per gallon. But if you put a refrigerator in your trunk and you're going to try and move it, all of a sudden your fuel mileage is going to go down to maybe 15 miles per gallon. And so that means you're going to be having to buy more gas.
Bill, I don't think people usually put refrigerators in the trunk of their car, but you put too many heavy passengers in the back.
Yeah, heavy passengers, books, suitcases.
Great.
Right, you're going to have to buy more fuel mm-hmm. to travel the same distance.
That's true.
They're also going to have savings in terms of updating. It's just a lot less expensive to update
right.
files manually or digitally than it is the printing costs of manual
updates. I was thinking that. I totally mm-hmm. agree. I think that's another big cost I'm
manpower.
Not even talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Weight. Everything. It really does make a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, it does make a lot of sense, and so I'm glad that they are doing this. Now, I want to just show – I underlined actually – One idiom there, in light of, there we see in line 14, in light of something, and that means because of or relevant to.
Looking at it that
yeah.
way. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're talking about the Air Force here, but evidently the people that are civilians, the private sector, came first. The private sector is a phrase that we use talking about things that are non-military, right?
Right. So it's private companies.
Mm-hmm. They came first. So let's find out about that now, something new.
Private sector came first. The Air Force's adoption of electronic flight bags follows the path already being cut by civilian aviation. More than 2 years ago, the Federal Aviation Administration allowed Alaska Airlines to toss out its paper flight bags for tablets, resulting in the savings of 2.4 million pieces of paper and fuel savings from reduced weight, according to a statement the airline released. United Airlines followed suit, deploying 11,000 iPads to all its pilots, resulting in an estimated yearly savings of 326,000 gallons of jet fuel, the airline announced.
Well, when I read this, I really learned something new. I didn't realize that they had been doing this. Did you know that, Bill?
No, I didn't know that, Doris. We see private sector, and we did talk about commercial airlines in our first article of the month, so that's what we're referring to. We didn't even mention that in that article. I did not know that the commercial airlines had equipped their pilots with iPads.
Right. It says that this follows the adoption of electronic flight bags that follows a path already being walked on or been cut by, already gone through, because the official other pilots have already done it.
I wonder if airlines could start charging passengers if you want your pilots to use iPads on
That's
the flight.
Right.
That could be a way for Spirit Airlines to make some extra money. But it's a good phrase, cut path when is being cut.
Mm-hmm.
It means to follow someone's lead. That path has been forged or been cut by someone ahead of you.
Right. And so we see here that civil aviation, that's another way for saying commercial flying. Okay.
But it's the private sector, not the government,
right.
Not the military.
It's a civilian aviation. A civilian is somebody who's not in the the army or in the armed services.
And but 2 years ago, see, I didn't realize
that's a long time ago.
And they had allowed the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, allowed Alaska Airlines to throw out their paper flight bags for tablets. I didn't know that. Did you?
No, I did not know that. And, you know, we see here, toss out its paper flight bags. No, they were not up in the air when they threw these bags out
from the cockpit,
thankfully.
Stopped using them.
That means when we say toss out, we mean just get rid of them and stop using them anymore.
Right. And that really resulted in savings of 2.4 million pieces of paper. That's wonderful, isn't it? Live green. Right?
That's right. Makes me wonder how many trees that saved.
Right.
And that's only one. That's not even a major airline.
Well, it's a pretty good airline. It flies out of Seattle. Now, you watch it.
I've been on I like Alaska Airlines, but it's not, you know, it's not considered a major airline.
But United Airlines is a major one.
Right.
And
yes.
They copied them, or they followed suit, or they did the same thing.
That's right. When you follow suit, it means you do the same thing that someone before you is doing. I wonder if that comes from playing cards, when you follow suit.
No, I think so. It does.
It actually does. Yeah, it does come from cards. Certain games, they've got the suit, hearts and diamonds. Somebody lays down a diamond, you have to follow suit. Means you have to lay down another diamond.
Right. So they copied them, and they just did what they did. So they deployed, or they gave out 11,000 iPads. Mention that to all their pilots.
Apple must have enjoyed that.
They were really happy, I'm sure of that. But that saved how much? Fuel.
326,000 gallons of jet fuel. That's a lot.
That's better than charging the people more money to fly. Yeah. Save money other ways, right?
Smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like how they use the word deploying there, because normally we actually use that in reference to aeronautical, you know, terms as far as we deploy flights, deploy jets in the battles. Now we're deploying iPads to their pilots.
I didn't realize that United Airlines was already using those.
I had no idea. So I think that's pretty cool.
My guess, Doris, is that all the major airlines are doing that right now. So I would be surprised because, again, going back to that article we talked about in the beginning of the month, they're trying to save costs, maximize revenues, and they certainly – if United Airlines is going to be doing this, American and Delta Airlines are not going to still be carrying around a big pile of paper.
That's true. So I think that's really good that they can save paper. We're always trying to save paper. And I think it saves weight. It saves fuel. It's really a wonderful idea as long as the iPads work well, then
you're
okay.
We think about the tablets being, you know, so convenient for personal use, home, watching videos, playing games. But Apple, who sells about 6 million iPads a year, they don't break out how many are being used for professional use.
Right.
And I think this is a great example, and we're going to see more and more examples of how tablets are being used, whether it's hospitals or manufacturing. Lots of industries are going to adopt touch technologies.
Right. Well, it even talks about lightening the load up here. Does that really lighten the load? What does that say under that little circle up there?
Well, it says the online technology publication ZDNet in May reported that the Air Force expects to save up to $50 million over the next 10 years. From savings in fuel, paper, and time because of iPads that are being distributed to flight crews throughout the Air Force.
See, that's for the Air Force. That's a lot right there.
50 million.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Then if you carry 100 pounds of extra stuff on your plane, then every hour you're going to burn 3 pounds of extra fuel. So most of us don't think of it in those terms.
No, we don't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this really makes us think of things in a different way, doesn't it, Bill? What else does it say there?
It says if you look at the number of hours we fly, the weight savings is pretty high. And then finally, frequently, if we can save 50 pounds, that's going to be more bags, maybe one extra passenger, maybe a little bit more fuel to get the mission a little further.
Well, that's pretty interesting. To lighten the load, that's good. Now, there are benefits, and we certainly appreciate these are benefits. Those are the ones we talked about. But of course, there are always some drawbacks. So we used to say pros and cons, for and against. So in conclusion here today, let's see if there are any drawbacks and what they are. Let's read here about the benefits and the drawbacks.
benefits and drawbacks. The 375th Operations Group received its first iPads about a year ago, along with four other AMC units. But the 375th's air crews quickly discovered the regular iPad 2s were too big for the cramped C-21 cockpits. "When the Mini came out, we said this would really meet our needs," said Detloff. While the iPad Mini has so far been a hit, it does suffer from one big drawback. Right now, there's no way to use the C-21A's electrical system to recharge it in flight. So, if you're going on a long day's mission, you have to make sure it's fully charged prior to the mission, he said. "We didn't have to worry about that with paper."
So we've discussed the benefits, and I think we all agree that there are a lot of benefits, don't we?
That's right. Environmental savings, for sure, cost savings, and then the ability to update the manuals frequently.
Then we'll talk about the drawbacks, and then I think probably some things are being done right now that will make the drawbacks not so important. So let's see what they are.
Well, all right. So we talk about some of the drawbacks here, and one is that the regular iPad, when it came out, they were too big for the small cockpits.
So that's exactly why the Air Force didn't do it right away, because they didn't have enough space. Now, these big jets, they have a lot more space in their cockpit.
Right. And we had talked in our previous section about Alaska Airlines. Now, they, 2 years ago, I believe they were using the regular iPads. So
right.
They had a little bit more space, so that was okay. But if you look at that jet that we're talking about, the C-21A, that is a much smaller jet.
Very small.
Yeah. It's designed only to carry about 6 or 8 passengers in addition to the flight crew.
I'm surprised that there can even be 2 people up front.
I know. It's really, you know, they have to slither in to get in. Garrett barely can get in. But then when the Mini came out, though, that really changed things. And this is when this fellow Detloff that we talked about before, when he said, well, now maybe we can use this. It might meet our needs now because it's smaller.
You know, I can understand that, because just a slight change can make all the difference in the world. I tried using my laptop on my last flight from Taipei to America, and it was just – it did not work. My laptop was too big for that. And so if I had something about half its size, I would have been able to do my work.
Well, yeah, my husband was trying to do work on his laptop going back when he went back a few months ago, and he found it even hard to open because now the seats are closer together.
Yeah.
Get a MacBook Air, Bill. They're getting super tiny, 13-inch
screens. Don't forget Samsung. There's a lot of different models out there, you know.
That's
true.
But
whatever model you get, actually, the Mini has been a hit because, you know, people like something a little smaller. The thing is, if they get any smaller, they'll be about the size of our phones, because the phones are getting bigger.
They are.
And they're getting smaller. Pretty soon, you don't know which one it is, but but it is nice to have something smaller. So the iPad Mini was quite a hit, but it did have its drawbacks too. What is the biggest drawback of that one?
Well, right now, there is a problem as far as recharging the battery, and we see that down there about line 22, 23, that there's no way to use the C-21A's electrical system to recharge it in flight.
I wonder why they don't have those little things that we carry around with us, you know, to recharge our batteries that we carry even in our purses for our...
Yes, the remote chargers are fantastic.
I love
mine.
Yeah, I would think they could do something like that.
From a company named Anker. But yeah, it sounds like maybe they'll have to redesign some of these cockpits to have a three-prong outlet to...
Maybe
allow you to
it.
Plug in your devices.
But you usually have some you can carry along with you that will give you a couple more hours, too.
But that's a good phrase, in flight. When you do something, I think I even mentioned yesterday, in-flight entertainment, something that's happening on the plane is done in flight.
Well, and another thing I think that we'll notice quite a bit is whenever time a new phone, any company, whichever one puts them out, one of the main features are longer battery life.
Now, as I'm reading this, Doris, I was wondering also, okay, we see Major Detloff there and having his iPad Mini. Wouldn't they take two? How about the co-pilot having, you know, another one. So why just take one? Because I'm thinking, what if there is a malfunction with this thing while they're up in the air? Well, I got to believe they're going to have
true,
two.
Bill.
I think eventually, but remember, the Air Force are still guinea pigs at this point. So they have the actual maps there as well. The co-pilot's using the real maps.
Right.
The paper, I should say, the paper maps, while he's using the mini so they can compare. So, but eventually, I'm sure every pilot will have to have one.
Well, don't they have wireless chargers now that we always use when we go out on traveling? You put one in your purse, and it's good for a couple more hours. You plug it in because it's already charged up, and you plug it into that. But I guess the best thing would be if the gadget itself had longer hours, wouldn't it?
Yes, and all new devices are really promising longer battery life.
Right. I think that's anytime a new gadget comes out, the main advantage is longer battery life. I think that's pretty important, don't you?
Yep.
Well, he goes on to say here in that last paragraph, so if you're going on a long day's mission, you have to make sure it's fully charged prior to the mission. That's kind of funny. That almost sounds like us. Just in our everyday functioning, it's almost like I look at my phone every night and I'm like, well, oh, I better charge this thing up because I don't want to run out my battery tomorrow.
If you're going out that night, you hurry up and charge it so it won't go out before you get home. But nowadays, the new phones, they have lots longer battery life, and I think that will be one thing that will happen.
Yes, it'll increase. And he ends our story saying, we didn't have to worry about that with paper. He never had to charge his manual before he left for his mission.
Or his maps.
But those pilots were up in the air and they could have solar power. Come on, they're solar battery chargers. But anyway, it's been a very interesting article and we've learned some good terms and some good ideas. And let's just review this just a little bit. And what part of this article do you think was the most important for us to think about?
Well, I think as far as one term, I'm going to pull out a term from today that we did use, and that is follow suit. And we can use that for many situations. We see here that United Airlines, they followed suit. They were following Alaska Airlines, their success. And so we can use that ourselves. We might follow suit when we see somebody else do something successful or another company do something successful. We follow suit and we try maybe model what the previous person or organization did.
Well, that was a good expression for the words, but let's find a very significant thing. We use that word significant. What is the most significant point of this article?
To me, the most significant point about the article is the savings, and not only in money, but also in the environment.
What about you? What's
well, yeah, I think the adoption of new technologies in creative ways to not only make our lives more interesting through fun apps and games, but also to make real significant improvements in society.
Yeah, I think just to kind of fit in with what Josh was saying, I think it shows we need to be at least flexible, willing to try things. For instance, we learned yesterday that Major Detloff had spent a career relying on printed books and charts. This guy might have spent 20 years in the Air Force doing it one way. And I think it's a great lesson for all of us that we can't just rely on that and say, well, I've always done it this way.
That's true. And
if this guy wants to get better, he needs to be flexible and be willing to try it.
You know, whenever you suggest a change or something new, people always bring up the drawbacks. They say, well, if you do this, you can't do that. And whenever I think of a new idea, somebody always has some kind of something, a drawback about it. But let's think of the benefits. And I think if the benefits outweigh the drawbacks, then you have to do it. So if you don't have a few guinea pigs to try things, you'll never be able to do anything different. Change always has some drawbacks, but the benefits are really worth it.
And I think for myself and for our listeners, you know, I would just like to encourage people, don't be afraid to try something new. We live in an age of technology, and Josh has pointed out that a lot of things are going in this direction, and we need to keep up. I'm technologically challenged. I've said that many times on this show, but, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't try.
And I'd encourage you to check out Studio Classroom on your tablet. We've got some really interesting apps on the iTunes Store and the Google Store where you can read today's program, where you could even learn some new words with our flashcard app.
Yeah, in fact, Winnie's going to tell us how to do that right now.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for listening to Advanced. If you have any questions about today's program or any previous program, just go to our website, www.studioclassroom.com. And you have a couple of options available. First, you can join a discussion with other advanced listeners by going to the eCorner. It's a great way to meet some other members of our audience, leave comments, and give us your ideas for the show. If you want to write a note to the advanced team or have a question, just go to letters@studioclassroom.com and we'll do our best to help out. We always look forward to hearing from you, our listeners and readers, and we appreciate your input.
And I think you'll get a lot of benefits and not really any drawbacks from joining us. So be with us every day as we get together and advance, discuss interesting things for your window on the world. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.